you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Sis, I find this nice piece of land in Spanish Town, you see? Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to buy it and build my dream house. I might catch up a room for you so you can stop by when you want.
Draw breaks, princess. Because your head seem too far up in the clouds. Before you put a dollar upon that land, you get it surveyed yet?
Of course. I took lots of pictures to show Steve and he likes the plot. Plus him say it's a good area, so it's all good. See the picture in the mirror?
You serious?
Of course I'm serious. Susie, you know you sound bad man. Why don't want me to buy the land?
Why me would I bad mind you? Anyway, before you jump and get all excited, we just want to know if you contact a land surveyor for look upon the property first before you run and go build your dream house.
No. Why would I do that?
Because as part of the process, you need to get a land surveyor to measure the land the person selling and give you a document so you can begin the process to buy the land and get the title.
Oh, I see. I never did know that.
Yeah, that's why you're not for fierce to yourself with me.
You know you're my favorite sister already. Come on. So you know anybody I could call?
On today's program, we learn more about the field of land surveying. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. If you're buying or selling a house or a piece of land, a land surveyor is integral to the process. Here's a snapshot of the roles and functions of the profession.
A land surveyor do land measurements to find out distance, boundary distance, so that you can get a boundary diagram, and a boundary diagram allows you to apply for a title, a land title. A land surveyor also do subdivision, and that is cutting up land, dividing lands in parcels, and that they submit to the parish council.
Business owner Janice Kenyon-Peters.
I think they need at least 5 subjects, including mathematics, geography, and physics. Those have to be included. It would be good if they have some knowledge of technical drawing, but I don't think they're strict on that, because land surveying involves technical drawing. Because when you go to the field, you have to be able to sketch what you have measured, and so that others can understand it.
With these foundation subjects at the CSEC level, you'll then move on to tertiary level training.
You'll have to do land surveying, you have to know measurements, you have to know land laws, land surveyors, regulations. It's a 4-year course at the university, and then you do an intern with a surveyor who recommend you to go and do your final exam so you can get your commission.
Land surveyors are always in demand, and as Mrs. Peters says, the field presents numerous opportunities for young people.
It's an era of qualification that will never die. That profession will never go old. Because people always have land to survey. Whether you're selling a house, you're buying a house, or you're getting a loan, they'll only always need a land surveyor.
Business owner Janice Kenyon-Peters. University of Technology UTEC's School of Building and Land Management offers degree programs in land surveying. For more information, call UTEC at 927-168028. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environments are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.